Welcome to IET Evolve Everyday Earthing and Energy Wisdom. Today is Happy Friday, August 15th, 2025, and I am Susan Manowich. I would like to acknowledge some of the new people that we know are listening today. This is the place where you can make intelligent use of all the complexity of the different energies and emotions that you are feeling. Well, science is finally catching up to what some of us knew and could feel and understood was happening, and I will get to that in a moment. The solar wind is really the big story with the sun and the earth right now, and it wasn't done with us just yet, as we thought maybe that was, you know, going away yesterday. We did average 470 kilometers per second, and we continue to experience the coronal hole's high-speed solar wind stream. It did peak at 605 kilometers per second at 6 UTC, August 15th, and it's currently at 401, so it's gone down. The interplanetary magnetic field is still remaining weak right now, with BZ conditions moving and vacillating from north to south. The last time I checked, the BZ was south again. We did have a 6.3 quake in the Solomon Islands yesterday at 1222 UTC, and that is in the Ring of Fire. And for those of you who are sensitive, you may have felt some of that. Yes, even if you were on the other side of the planet. There are some people that very much can feel these quakes when they do happen, whether they be large or on the smaller side. What I do have a tendency to notice is if it is 6.0 or higher. For the sun, solar flares, we did have low activity up until just about this morning. We did get a almost M-class flare, and it registered at C6.8. We don't know what area that was from yet, so we'll obviously work to find out, but there was 9 C-class flares, and 6 of those was from region 4172, and right now there is also a prominence that did hurl some ejecta into space, so maybe the sun is waking up just a little bit, or it could have been a random one. We don't know just yet. There's 11 sunspots that are Earth-facing, and only one of these sunspots has beta-gamma configuration, and that's 4172. There are some newcomers right now on the southwest at 4184 and 4185, and we'll see what they do. Flare prediction is an M at 35% and an X at 5%. I wonder if the latest flare that happened in these last couple of hours that was almost an M may bring those flare predictions up for later in the day or tomorrow. We'll see. KP conditions, the geomagnetic activity on the planet, is quiet to unsettled, and we're currently at KP2 right now. The Schumann resonance. So here's where we're seeing this relationship between the solar wind and the Schumann resonance, at least in this last week. So 13 hours has been, half of that, more than half of that, is in high intensity. So that's those white conditions. And so again, this is notable. We look at this and say, okay, what may be happening and going on? And 3+ of those hours were total intensity across all of those harmonics. And as of right now, we appear to be moving away from that intensity. And some of you, like I said, you may have experienced that yesterday into last night, and it could have affected your sleep patterns. It could have made you feel like you needed a nap maybe in the afternoon. Maybe there was the sense of a reset came in for you. So there may have been some notable shift to your day yesterday, especially I would say with those 3+ hours being in total intensity across all harmonics. That does seem to be what I would call a overall earth coherence seems to come into play at that point. And that actually brings us to our wisdom drop for the day. And this is the new science. The Schumann resonance, this is Earth's heartbeat, Earth's hum, and the electrical activity of the human body are interconnected. So this is a research study from January of 2025 that just came out this year. So this exciting new research study confirms a proven interaction between the human body and Schumann resonance, notably our central nervous system. Specifically, the human brain reacts to the Schumann resonance by changing its functional state in accordance with the frequencies of the Schumann. The automatic nervous system, the unconscious parts of our body, such as breathing, heart rate, digestion. So this study found that this is synchronized with the dynamics of the Schumann resonance. So I know that there's been an overemphasis about the Schumann, and there's been an underemphasis. There's some people that just don't pay attention to it, and there's some people that pay attention to it to a point that there's a heavy implication of exactly what the earth is doing and what this exactly means. Well, I like people that are listening. I like people that are able to come to these own awarenesses and these own decisions within themselves to best figure out what this means to them and to not overinterpret. Sometimes it seems like other human beings are prescribing our own reality for us. And I do believe that we come on this planet to be creators of our own reality, whatever that may be. And this is up for you to decide what this means to you. So that's one of the major reasons that I do this on a daily basis. It's really for us to get in touch with all aspects of who we are on an emotional, a physical, a spiritual, and a soul level. And now that this research really is showing this strong interconnection, it helps us to potentially be more conscious, to also change gear when need be. And that leads us to just another final thought. Were you able to change gear yesterday? Were you doing something and realized that it maybe wasn't an effective use of your time and energy in that moment? Because maybe your brain said, okay, I want to go do this, but my body, my heart rate, my consciousness is saying do something else. So were you able to make a shift yesterday? Thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow.